News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, from Halloween to Christmas now, Limerick City and County Council is examining erecting a crib in their offices hall ahead of Christmas. We're joined by the Fianna Fáil councillor for Limerick City and Council, Kevin Sheehan. Kevin, why do you want to see a crib? Is it that unusual?
Well, it has become that unusual. In recent years, cribs have become less popular or less noticeable, at least. And they used to be in front lobbies of hospitals and nursing homes and places like that. And a lot of families would have a small crib on the window. Speaking where I come from, they were quite common. And bit by bit, they have seemed to have disappeared. And so somebody said to me that it was a directive from Dublin. Now, I don't know where or who in Dublin.
Who in Dublin?
I haven't a clue, honestly.
Those people up in Dublin?
That Dublin crowd again. But anyway, come here, we'll have to have a laugh.
Yeah, but, no, fair enough.
My mother came from Dublin.
I'm sure people in Dublin will not take it personally. Look, do you think, you know this thing about, you know, you can't say Happy Christmas anymore, it's Happy Holidays. Is it your contention that that's all just gone too far?
That's baloney, no. That is baloney. I mean, the latest I've heard is that schools have been directed to remove Christian symbols from the walls of the classroom. Now, that to me was a step too far. And I was thinking about this, and I'm not an over-religious guy now, anything but. Anybody listening to this who knows me, they'll say, he's gone mad anyway, he's gone religious at this point. but no, I'm not. I'm being practical.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We never got an explanation. Why these decisions were made and by whom?
I suppose the argument would be, you know, it's 15% of the population now, I think, is made up of immigrants, that it's no longer a uniquely Catholic country. Lots of Irish people are no longer Catholics, and that we should be more multicultural in our outlook.
All right. Can I answer that?
Do, please.
For the first time ever in the last local elections, we in Limerick had a gentleman elected who is a Muslim, and he's from that part of the world. He's not from North Africa. He's from the Afghanistan side of the world, right? And he got elected, and we actually made him deputy mayor this year. He's an extraordinarily nice guy, you know, to start with. Not that he shouldn't be because of his religion, but two or three nights after the election, we had a meeting. I'm a Fianna Fáil councillor. So the Fianna Fáil lads had a meeting in the council downstairs in the party room. And we were introduced to this guy as Jack. He didn't get elected in my area.
Okay.
But he was elected in one of the areas. And I decided that I tipped him on the shoulder. And I said, Jack, can I show you something? And he said, yeah, Kevin, no problem. And we went along and I showed him a cross that I had erected in one of the hallways going into the chamber.
And just we're a little bit out of time, he didn't have a difficulty with it?
No, not a problem. And you know what he said to me?
Yeah.
Kevin, I'm fasting at the moment from my religion. Is that causing you a problem?
Okay.
No,
okay.
I said, I don't care if you never eat a Guinness. So he said, well, there you are. I'm not causing you, that's causing me no difficulties whatsoever.
Kevin, thanks.
So I think some people exaggerate.
All right.
Situation we're in.
Kevin, thanks for taking our call this morning. Fianna Fáil councillor for Limerick City and Council, Kevin Sheehan there. Let us know your views. Has it all gone too far with the happy holidays and no cribs? Or do you disagree with Kevin?